We're live, dude.
Booyah, Kasha.
Man, I'm tired from defending my democracy. I've been doing it all day.
Against who?
Just everybody, dude.
Who
Our democracy
challenged?
Is fragile right now. Are you kidding me, dude?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who challenged? Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I didn't even think about how fragile our democracy was.
Dude, I'm trying to defend our fragile democracy, dude. I'm trying to, you know, keep this system together where I can be told to stay inside.
Our democracy is so fragile. What we need is war hawks and corporate interests in the Oval Office.
For sure, dude.
Our democracy's never been more fragile. Biden released his cabinet today, and it was like,
was it tough?
Oh,
yeah. They're trying to get us right back into Afghanistan, dude. They're already starting to be like, dude, we can't leave those motherfuckers. Like, look, we hate racism. Like, dude, we can't leave brown people by themselves. They're gonna kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun times.
That's essentially the argument.
Who was trying to destabilize it that you defended it from, and how did you defend it?
I saw a cartoon today in the Economist, which was like a lady with.
Are you reading the Economist?
I get it to my house all the time, dude. This lady is a political cartoon. First of all, political cartoons are probably the worst thing. They fucking suck. But there's this lady hold at least the ones that make it's like major.
They were like the first. They were just the first memes.
Yeah, for real.
They were back in like, dude. If you got a meme in 1800, you were like. Abraham Lincoln's a snake in this? Hilarious.
You'd instantly just hate him. You're like, I hate this guy.
Yeah, this is a great picture.
Yeah, there's a lady, it says like Hong Kong, and there's a lady like, pretty racist, fighting off a dragon, blowing fire on it. It's like the Chinese Communist Party. You know, the Chinese Communist Party, yeah. I think now that Biden's in office, white people with money are like now, like, all right, we can go back.
We
can be a little more racist. We can let it out now.
Yeah, true.
They're on their best behavior for a while. But yeah, true. So now, dude, so there's like a dragon breathing fire on a Hong Kong woman, like shielding it off from me, like, hello, America, are you there? And they were like, we're busy defending our democracy. And Trump was like lighting a thing on fire. But yeah, it started making me laugh. It's like, you know, our awesome democracy where we get to say whether or not we can work right now.
Yeah, it's like,
all right.
Yeah, baby.
It's like, we're defending our democracy. In the meanwhile, you can't go to the gym. And apparently you can't buy alcohol before Thanksgiving in Pennsylvania. I mean, dude, it's getting fucking weird. And then
they shut down our booze?
Dude, and then I'm reading The Economist, and they're like basically making a case for, you know who's making a big comeback again? The Taliban. They're doing the same shit. They're being like, well, you know, the Afghanistan government kind of sucks, and the Taliban does a decent job.
Yeah.
Doing what they do.
They'd been doing that since Obama.
Yeah, but now they're firing it right. Because, like, dude, remember we were like, what's up with the Taliban? We don't care about that anymore. As soon as he's back, they're firing that stuff back up. And they're also, the whole article's like, you know, how they're like these, you know, they like bring resolution to these issues, and they make sure people can drive stuff. The guy was like, you know, it's like the roads are more secure. They drive like gasoline or something, or I think like cooking gas. And he's like, the roads are way more secure now that we just pay the Taliban. He's like, you know, I mean, the Taliban were the ones shooting Stinger missiles at us. So they do this whole case for it. At the end, there's a lady from like a city who was like, yeah, I really hope the Taliban doesn't come here because like, I won't be able to go outside my house again and I won't be able to be a scientist anymore. And they're like, well, yeah, there's that. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. There are some downsides. Yeah. They were letting the Taliban back for a long time. Like Hillary Clinton like met with, like, they had meetings, I believe.
There's like pictures. Yeah, they did a photo shoot in the Economist. I don't know if it's a Taliban or not, but there's definitely dudes wearing like religious garb holding guns. So I figure the Afghani like army wears uniforms. But yeah, dude, it was that was pretty funny watching that today. And then it was just kind of like, you know, it's the shit's fucking nuts, man. Between that and the stuff about China, it's like they don't know whether or not China's like a big threat or not. They're hyping us up on China right now. And I was reading like the different, like, the whole idea that China is like it is a communist party, but within this, they're like the communist party. They allow companies to compete with one another as long as they hand over the surveillance goods. So they're trying to say, like, you know, like, I think the market cap for American tech companies is like $6 trillion if you combine like Apple, Google, you know, whatever, Microsoft and a couple other ones. And they were saying like, yeah, China's not far behind, but they could, you know, with their like capitalist communist economy, they could fight.
Is this all the Economist stuff?
Yeah. It's like, it's not a real thing, dude. You're telling me, you know, it's just funny. They have that and they're like, you know, in America, we don't share surveillance with the government. It's like, we do that too. We do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
But either way.
Sweet.
Sorry. I was just reading that today.
About the Economist.
Just a bunch of bullshit, dude. It's just so funny how people read that stuff. Like, yeah, we don't do that. And it's like, literally, that's what all of our tech companies, we do the same exact thing. But either way.
Yeah, that's what.
Just a ramble, but you know, right. The idea of defending our democracy.
Are you just telling me what you read in The Economist?
I mean, you know, the market cap, yeah, obviously I pulled that from The Economist.
Yeah, I was like, wait, as soon as you can rewind the tape and watch it. As soon as you said market cap, I was like, there was literally a part of me that was like,
sorry, I'm really well hydrated, damn, dude, right now.
Get rid of that bottle. Really well hydrated. That bottle's crap, dude. He's carrying the top. If you're just listening, Matt's carrying around a green, like, water cooler top.
Dude, what's wrong with that? You hate me being hydrated. You hate me being informed.
I don't hate you being informed. I'm glad you're informed. I go through too much plastic. I should get one of those bottles. I crush bottles.
Oh, dude, it was disgusting what I was doing in my house. I'd buy the cases of water and just crush them up. The thing I'm trying to stop doing right now, other than just reading The Economist and pretending I'm smart for 5 minutes.
You gotta stop, dude. That's a tough open.
I know.
That's like, I mean, I listen to NPR on the way here, and it's so bad, dude.
That's the point. It's like I'm watching like the stuff that's supposed to be like the top of the top, and I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
This is fucking bullshit.
So it's on Spotify, you hit your daily drive, and it just plays the same five songs you always listen to amongst like news stories, and it always starts with like an up to the... probably every 2-3 hours update on NPR, and they all have the most, we've talked about before, the most ridiculous names you've ever heard. Like, I'm Winslow, bullshit names. And then the lady had like an attitude about Trump. Like, normally they're very like, they have the same tone every single time, but this lady like broke it and was like, Donald Trump still won't give up. It. I'm like, oh shit!
Ooh.
Little fucking snippy out of the NPR lady.
Damn, dude.
Meanwhile, they report on like literally atrocities with the same monotone. Like, I don't like. And 48 other students were murdered in the Nigerian university as Muslim extremists scaled the walls. And Donald Trump still won't even do what I want him to do. I was like, wait, what?
Oh,
I mean, I listen to it because it, you know, it does give me the news, but you got to get through the lens of,
yeah, dude.
You get the news through a lens of just people like, I'm serving
The funniest thing about that is like, you know, with all the COVID shit, they're like, they're like, what do you say to people who like can't go to work and like,
people are dying?
Fucked, basically. And he's like, people are dying and I put life over the economy. And it's like, all right. And again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But like, I'm pretty sure another thing I read said that this will push like at least 100 million people into like extreme poverty. So, you know, 100 million people, extreme poverty, you could say at least 1 million people are going to die of starvation, you know, conservatively. So I'm like, will you value life? It's like, well, if you value life so much, you know.
A million. You mean 100 million?
100 million people.
Globally. Extreme poverty.
Into extreme poverty.
Yeah, yeah. They were talking about like famines that are going to come out of this.
Yeah, I mean, so you can at least say. So, you know, here's the thing. It's like, okay, I value life over the economy. Okay. So
it's time for the rest of the world to get in shape.
You think so?
Yeah, dude. We took a nap.
You think the third world has too much diabetes?
The U.S. took a nap for a year, and now everybody's starving. Meanwhile, I'm high on the hog back home. Dude, I had a bowl of Trix last night at 1 a.m.
Did you really?
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
It is tight. Just eating to the point of like a problem where you're like, oh, God damn, I shouldn't have had that.
Hurt before bed. I was not wrong about the industry. Since I announced the Lena Dunham show, that was actually good.
I was wondering. I saw the
It's good, bro.
Is it good?
I watched the next two episodes.
Dude, I saw the commercial for
I'm
that.
I'm into it.
And I was like, there's no way you're watching this. I saw the commercial.
I'm into
I was
it.
Like, oh, my God. That fucking... There must have been DMT in that Rice Krispie treat.
No, I'm into it. No, it wasn't just that. I'm into all of them.
Good.
Every episode, I like it.
Dude, what I'm trying
to... All it takes, though, is just synth. You know, synth, the music, like...
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's all it takes. If that's playing in the background of any... Like, I'm literally watching people work in an office.
Yeah.
That's the show. But there's synth in the background, so I'm like, this is fucking
so
awesome.
So there's, like, sinister aspects of the office, or what's the synth kind of communicating?
The synth. Am I saying that? Like a synthesizer. Like the 80s music.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's all it
takes. Oh, like, so it's like... Da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, like cool fucking music, dude.
I thought you were talking about, like, a... Da-na-na-na-na.
No, not, like, ominous organ music. No. Yeah. No, it's like... Yeah, it's like Stranger Things had it in the intro. Yeah. That type of music. Just give me that. I don't care what the show is. This is literally a Lena Dunham show about people working. Although she doesn't have anything to do with it, really.
She's just like a...
I think she directed the first episode.
Okay.
And that was it. But show rules.
The first
episode might have been the best episode.
Give me the
Dunham's rules, dude.
Dunham's slaps,
dude. Yeah. You get bought into the industry long enough, you actually get some talent. And Dunham's has it.
You think Dunkin's has
what finally? Dunkin's has what it takes, dude.
You think the
she's soda oats?
What's it called again?
The industry.
You think the industry is the thing that made?
I think it's her finest work.
What's the? Here's the thing too.
I might have to watch Girls. Dude, I never watched the Girls.
I tried. I remember.
I think it'll drive
good.
Me. I'll go.
Good
nuts.
Friend of the show, Mecky Leeper, was telling me like Girls. Yeah, he was saying this the one time, and I was like,
best friend of the show, Mecky Leeper.
He loves the show. I was
can't get enough of the show.
Big one of our biggest conservative proponents.
Yeah, very conservative. Behind the scenes, extremely racist.
So he was telling me, he's like, no, actually, Girls is pretty good. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. My first reaction was like, I was going to punch
him. It's a gut reaction.
Yeah, you're not allowed to like that shit. He's like, no. And I was like, right, you know what? I'll be open-minded. I'll go back and give it a look. I think it starts with someone getting like their ass eaten or something. So I was like, all right, maybe the kid's got a point.
Yeah, I think the first episode is Brian Williams' daughter.
Mm.
The guy from the news. Isn't his name Brian Williams? Mm-hmm. Isn't that his daughter that gets her ass eaten?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Is that the first episode? Because I've seen that. I've seen that scene.
Yeah, that's. I think it's the first one. Someone
when
else
I
told
heard
me.
B. Willie's daughter was getting her ass eaten. You
check.
Know I had to peep that.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I got into like three episodes, and I was like, no, peace wrong. This is pretty bad.
Yeah, I was, but again, Mika Dunkums was young when he watched that.
Mika Dunkums.
Mika Dunkies.
And you could get pussy back then. You could be like, actually, I like girls, and some girl would
Yeah,
be
but
like,
it wasn't just, I don't know. I remember there was a wistful period in my early 20s where I was very whimsical.
Yeah, true.
You know?
True.
I went through a gay phase myself, so I understand. I was walking around listening to like Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
In my headphones.
I like them too, yeah.
In December.
That's why you like all that synth, dude. That's why you like that synth.
The Dunkums infested me with that back then. If something, and the synth rules. I was excited last night knowing I had to drive here today, knowing I could blast synth on the way. And I listened to it for like 1 minute, and I was like, this shit stinks.